Blog Talk Radio.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, but she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let the pain
turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
stuff. What about those Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, better bow down before that image that day.
Nothing.
I won't let nothing, no, turn me around. No weapon formed against me surprised. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta call through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my throne. She told her, she said, "I won't let nothing, no.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. We ask that you also invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's Words of Encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. The message is entitled, "Seek the Savior." Sounds like it's going to be a good one, so I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, everyone, on this Friday. We thank you for listening in, and we want to start by remembering our sister Pam and her family. We're still praying for her, and our hearts were saddened to hear about the passing of Brother Rick, and I want to let her know we're going to be praying for you every single day, and we wrap our loving arms and heart around you, and we pray that God showers you with his mercy and his grace during this time. We're thinking about you. I want to say happy Women's Month, History Month, happy Women's History Month to all the women that have contributed to making our churches strong, our family strong, our children strong, our ministries strong, our brothers strong, and our society strong. Thank you for all the advice you've given, all the kind words you've said, and also the time someone upset you and gave you the three lines in your forehead. And you know mama means business when you see that those three lines. Boy, you better be scatting to get out of there. For all the letters you've written and never received a letter back, for all the diapers you've changed, more importantly, all the lives you've changed, for all the comfort you've given to someone in need and encouraging your children to read, for being a great fixer of everything, the fixer of dreams, careers, and exquisite meals. You've been the foundation, the four walls, the roof, and have always been the open door for our churches and our people. And for that, we thank you. There's a threat of tornadoes here in Georgia today, so we're going to take some cover here this morning. And I'm reminded in James 4:14, it says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him in a well of water springing up into eternal life." We have to build our spiritual muscles that we can use next time when we face challenges. So don't look for validation of man, but get to know your internal state. There's still one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And in Revelations 3:16, it tells us, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold nor hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." So don't be lukewarm when seeking the Savior. 1 Corinthians 2:9 tells us, "But as it is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Isaiah 40:28 tells us and reminds us, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding." And we're reminded also in Exodus 8:10, and he said, "Tomorrow," Moses said, "be it as you say, so that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God." So there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. I'm reminded of the song, "I am thine, O Lord." So are you thine at this time? One of the greatest challenges we face in life is apathy. It's just the lack of interest or concern, especially regarding matters of general importance or appeal or indifference. People are indifferent about church nowadays. And sometimes they have a lack of emotion or feeling or impassiveness. And we have to shake people and get them to come to Jesus before it's everlastingly too late. We have to seek the Savior. So we have to be strong rooted in our faith, no matter what the tosses and turns of life we face. There are four great reasons for faith, and that's the miracles of Jesus of Nazareth, the fulfillment of many prophecies, the resurrection of Jesus, and the message of the promise. Luke 12:27-31 tells us, "Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. So don't doubt the Lord. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God and all these things that shall be added unto you. So hang in there. God has not finished working on you and through you. Remember all the gifts that God has given us, his grace, his mercy, the gift of faith, the gift of love, and the gift of healing. Matthew 6 and 33 tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, don't look for validation in man to know you are doing the correct thing. Look for validation in God. Seek the Savior. What's the song say? He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise and strong winds may blow. I'll tell the world wherever I go that I've found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Philippians 4 and 13 encourages us. I can do all things in God and him who strengthens me. So search yourself, examine yourself, and look inside for the inner peace. Sometimes life tips us over and may make us sway back and forth like the pine trees in a storm. But Psalms 62 and 5 tells us, only God gives inward peace, and I depend on him. God alone is the mighty rock that keeps me safe, and he's the fortress where I feel secure. So whatever challenge we face or demon that we see, I pray that we take a closer walk with thee. I want to leave you with this charge. Look like a Christian. Walk like a Christian. Talk like a Christian. Pray like a Christian. And worship God like a Christian every single day. Would you bow with me now in a word of prayer? Lord, teach us to be grateful. Let the Lord overwhelm our hearts with joy and appreciation. We pray for all the families and individuals on this call. We pray for Sister Pam, who lost her husband, Brother Rick, and that you heal her broken heart and comfort her at this time. We also pray for the Eugene Lawton family, and thank you for letting him sound his trumpet and touch so many lives as he preached your word to his congregation. We pray for all those who stand in the need of prayer and grant them the peace they are looking for. We pray for our truckers delivering goods and services to all of our stores and supply centers. We pray for Grace Nurture, that the program we are doing here today and every day, Monday through Friday, continues to be successful, and all the ministries and outreach programs that we do at our congregations, including our women's programs on Thursday nights with Sister Bradshaw, and all the programs that you may administer at your churches. Father, teach us patience. Teach us to continue to be good people. Teach us to help each other and to look out for each other. And Lord, please be with us at this time, as our hearts are still heavy for Sister Pam and also the Lawton family. Stay uplifted, stay encouraged, and seek the Savior. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.